First, it was companies like Amazon and Expedia. Now, Washington State's lawsuit against President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration has the support of former top U.S. officials, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Some of the names are familiar from past Democratic presidential administrations. Former Secretaries of State Madeleine Albright and John Kerry, former Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano, and former CIA Director Leon Panetta. They are among 10 former national security, foreign policy, and intelligence officials who filed a declaration in support of Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson's lawsuit against the Trump administration. Yale law professor Harold Koh helped coordinate the drafting and filing of the declaration over the weekend. He says the effort started Friday night after federal judge James Robart in Seattle issued his ruling blocking Trump's immigration order.
The question came up about whether national security officials who have been talking amongst themselves might be willing to do a declaration.
It turns out Koh has a mutual friend who knows Washington State Solicitor General Noah Purcell, a lead lawyer on the case. The two talked by phone on Saturday.
And then suddenly it's, gee, can you file something by tomorrow? It's on Super Bowl weekend, too. So I'm a big Patriots fan. So my thought was, you know, try to get this done before the kickoff.
Soon, the former U.S. officials were emailing around a draft 6-page declaration that condemns Trump's executive order on immigration and refugees as unnecessary and harmful to U.S. national security and foreign policy. Koh says in order to file the declaration with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the former officials took pictures of their signatures with their phones and emailed the photos to submit to the court. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.